Gotta figure out where I'm at now through my tears. Lately, I've been concentrating on Psalm 145, and this has been a real blessing for me. This Psalm of David. And first of all, he extolled the Lord, which is what we need to do every day. When we first wake up, when we rise, when we first open our eyes, thank God that he opened our eyes. Brooke this morning was joking around with me, and I think she heard it from someplace, and she was just joking, and she says, I said, good morning, and she's sitting there on the side of the bed, she says, what's good about it? And I said, I just started laughing. I said, oh, Brooke, you know what's good. You have clothes on your back. You have a roof on your head. You've got mommy and daddy. You've got everything. And I just thought it was really funny how she's just like half asleep. What's good about it? But we need to extol him in the morning. And I will extol thee, my God, verse 1. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, Amen. And his greatness is unsearchable. We'll never know all of his greatness, never. So 1 through 3, David begins his chapter with this praise. I will extol thee, I will bless thee. And do we have any reason to extol him? Yes. Yes, we do.
Amen.
And in verse 5, he says, I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. He is declaring the wondrous works of God here. And I just want to say, I want to declare the wondrous works and the mighty acts of God to the next generation. Amen. We are older. We are getting older. And we are needing to give this to the next generation. And for this next generation to give it to their generation.
Yep, right.
And if we fail, it just takes one generation to fail. And that generation will not have it.
Yeah.
And verse, I think David here was saying that. In verse 5 and 6, he says, and I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the mighty might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. Okay, I was reading here about 145:5, glorious honor of thy majesty and wondrous works. In Deuteronomy 6:7, it says, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Mm-hmm. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. I think the Lord expects us to teach the next generation diligently. And I looked up that word. I thought, I know what diligently means, I think. But I want to get exactly what the definition is. In a way that shows care and conscientiousness in one's work or duties. Care and conscientiousness in one's work. Gently doing it. Teaching them. I don't think we can talk too much about God's word to our children, to the next generation. I don't think we can... that the kids learn too much Bible. I think that they need it. I think they need more and more, because when they're out in the, with their friends, they're not talking Bible, unless, you know, your cousins and friends and all that are Bible freaks or something, you know. No, they're not doing that. They're on their computers. They're with their friends at school. They're not getting the Bible unless they go to a Christian school. They might get a little more. They're homeschooled, and by Christian parents, they might get some. But, you know, we need it as parents, grandparents, teachers, nursery workers. Oh, yes, nursery workers. I know that's a tough work.
That is.
And that is a hard work, and it's a thankless one. But, you know, those are important, too. You can sing songs with these little ones back there.
Right.
You don't have to just stand back there and think you're just a babysitter. You can get them to doing, have some fun things to do for them.
Yeah.
Think outside the box.
Yeah.
Moms and dads, we cannot be blacks. Grandparents, if they're with us, help us. We pray that we're not too tired to want to pull out the Bible and go, okay, gather them around, especially with our 14, you know. Let's go. Let's sit down. And let's read the Bible. Proverbs 17:6 says, children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. Fathers are the ones that need to be leading. And it's a marvelous thing. I am so thankful that I have 14 grandchildren. That is amazing to me. I never thought that would ever happen in my life. I never thought that would be like that. But God has been blessed. I am so blessed.
Amen.
I am so thankful. The time is drawing to a close to the Lord's return. Let our children and others hear that we are different. Amen. That we have an eternal hope.
Amen.
That is in us. We shouldn't talk like the world talks, and we should be different. We as parents and grandparents and Sunday school teachers should tell them of His mighty acts. And the reason why I got into this topic and thought I need to tell about the children a little bit about this is that I was one of those children that was sent on a bus for Sunday school. My parents would come to church later, but they sent me to church on a bus. Our church bus came and would pick me up, and they would come later. But I would be in Sunday school. And because of this ministry of picking up children in the neighborhood, and then getting into the Sunday school class, which probably was not very easy. I don't know about this teacher, but I was a difficult child. But I was in Sunday school, and it helped make a huge decision in my life. It altered my thinking. I want to share one example. A long time ago, in seventh grade, I was sitting in my seventh grade class, and a biology teacher was teaching on evolution. And I saw that famous picture of, you know, the monkey, the small ape, the monkey, the ape, and all that, and then man. And my teacher said that we spoke like apes. I can't do that. And grunts and sign language and drawings on cave walls. And my mind at that moment went back to Sunday school class and thinking, the Word of God says that God spoke to Adam and Eve.
Amen.
He spoke. They spoke to Him.
Yeah.
And there was no grunts. They were words, yeah. Real words.
Yeah.
And there were no pictures on a cave. It was a beautiful garden that God created for them.
Amen.
And I thought, that very moment, I made the decision that evolution was wrong and that the Bible was right.
Amen.
The Bible is true. And everything else about that topic, it was like, it never bothered me again. But we have to be as parents teaching our children. The Sunday school teachers need to be teaching. The VBS teachers need to have those words.
Amen.
And even though you may think it's chaotic or it's a pain or it's hard or that it's discouraging or the kids aren't listening, they're listening.
Yep.
Brooke or Amber and all them can all sit there and draw things. They might be drawing, but they're listening. They're hearing. And it's so important that we point them to the Word so that when they come to that point, when they have to make that choice, that they choose the Word of God. And that is so important. And in Tottenham, praise the Lord, we're pleased that we have people who have stepped up to that plate and are teaching the Sunday school classes. The young ladies are teaching, and some young men. Not just ladies have to teach the Sunday school classes. Couples are leading out in the Bible classes for the youth. Once a month Bible class school for 6 to 12-year-olds. And hopefully one day we will get a VBS in the neighborhood for those kids that can't and don't have the money for a camp there in the neighborhood. Hopefully one day we'll be able to do a VBS. I was thinking that just before I left. I talked to one of the sisters. I said, what do you think about trying to do a VBS one day? And I explained it to her, and she was like, oh. But pray for that with us. We really hope to have that. And I want to encourage you Sunday school teachers, mothers and fathers, VBS workers, that this is not in vain. So teach them to get the verses memorized. Understand the Bible stories so that they will remember it when the time is important. Psalm 145:7 says, they will abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. Singing songs gets it in their head so much better. The songs of the verses help. And our church in Tarun loves getting out on every Sunday afternoon and evangelizing. Every other Sunday, I should say. Every other Sunday afternoon evangelizing. They love to sing. One brother likes to, well, preach to reach the people that are passing by walking downtown. The other Sundays we have fellowship. And that's a chance to visit, to talk with visitors that may come on that Sunday. They're talking to their family members, their friends. They're declaring the mighty works of God to their family members. Amen. Some have had a chance to reach them, but not all of them. They're leading out in the open meetings, testifying on the streets. We're expected to see that, we're excited to see what God will do with this church. Yes. Pray for them because we don't want to see this one fall. We don't want to see this one diminish. We don't want to see the brethren go end up in other churches. We want to see this church stand. Amen. We want it to be an oak knoll in Tarun, an oak knoll that will send out others. Psalm 145:12 says, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts, the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. His kingdom is going to endure throughout all generations, with or without us. Yep. But we are losing out on crowns and anything else if we're not in the fight. We need to fight for those things that will never die.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
That will never fade away, that won't be perished. There are times when we fall. Okay, we fall, but we can get back up. Psalms 37:24 says, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. If you're a child of God and you fall, get back up.
Amen.
A man, righteous man falleth seven times, but he gets up every time. Psalm 145, verse 18 and 19 says, the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him. This is the main reason why we're there. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. Verse 19, he will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them.
Amen.
We are there to fulfill the will of the Lord, because there are people out there crying. They are crying. And he will save them, but they have to hear. How can they hear without a preacher? That is the whole message to our lost family, friends, and even to those that are enemies. And that is why we're in Poland, to declare that they will fear him and he will hear their cry and save them. Now I want to close with this. 1 Samuel 12:23 and 24. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and right way. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you. The Lord has two criteria here. He says, only fear the Lord and serve him in truth. With all your heart. Two criterias. We need to take those criterias and fear the Lord, because that gets us motivated, and serve him with all your heart, because those are the things that will never die. Because he hath done great things for us, let's do great things for him.
Amen. Amen. Amen.